Blog Talk Radio.
Cause we're a goal, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in statistics, motherfucking now we spit this shit. Bring it dark, cause we're a goal, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in statistics, motherfucking now we spit this shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, crack shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This KMR, bitch, we be worldwide. We can go to nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, walls for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. They don't see this, girls, I'm throwing this, cause horror, horror's losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, as long as all the fucking rain. I can imagine many storms, lightning, gutting, chopping, long term, I'm probably doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked, raising all the witches. How the fuck we be living here, that's obsolete, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faked in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang's on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Regular rider radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bring it, dog, cause we're going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bring it, dog, cause we're going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Tavik, co-host Ghetto G. Ghetto will be joining us very shortly. And I am officially back in full effect. I'm like, well, I was doing a few nights before. But, hey, either way, let's fucking roll with it. Let's run with it. Yo, here we go. Disturbed Voices.
Starting to hear voices. Everybody get the fuck up on this one, make the earth move.
Yeah.
Fire. We back up next. Fuck it. Judas Priest. Revolution.
Ha 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 ha. Everybody in the club wanna make poop. Everybody in their car wanna make poop. Everybody going on a date, make poop. Everybody running late, just make poop. When you're dodging traffic cause you gotta take a dump, no matter how good you drive, you'll always hit a bump. But you will get home now sooner or later, but cross your fingers that you have toilet paper. If you got a shit and you're stuck in traffic, your palms will sweat and your ass will twitch. Ain't that a bitch? If it starts to come out, just give your cheeks a pinch. Pinchy, 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 pinch, poop, poop. Have you ever had to take a shit at a zoo? Maybe at school, maybe in a pool. Sometimes I have to take a shit in a drive-thru. Song goes out to the truckers. Man, I feel bad for all you motherfuckers. Make poop. The people who like jumping out of planes. Make poop. The people who get stuck in the rain. Make poop. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Make poop. Everybody just need to make poop. All the girlies do it like Britney Spears, pushing out a nutty buddy face full of tears. Mr. T has problems with his colon, cause every time he shits it looks like Gary Coleman. Whenever you go and take a crap, do you ever turn around and take a look back? Do you shit before you pee? Sometimes I pee before I poop, and when I poop I pee freely. If this song makes you feel weird, make poop. Who cares about the other people, just make poop. Everybody has a butthole, make poop. If someone gets mad, tell them they make poop.
That's it. I haven't heard enough people out there talking about making poop. So what am I gonna do? Make poop again.
Make poop. The people who like smelling their own fart. Make poop. The people who think shitting is an art. Make poop. The people who like riding on a bike. Make poop. Shitting is a part of life. Just make poop. When you're at a party and you see somebody hot, they walk your way but your stomach has a knot. They grab your hand for you to dance. When you get to the floor you shit your pants. And it runs down your leg and into your shoe. The music stops cause it smells like poo. What you gonna do? You run to the bathroom with your dingleberry stew. Sweaty, slimy, stinky, smelly, fuck, fuck, fuck. You get to the back and the bathroom's locked. Your body gets hotter cause your ass won't shut. Remember when you're out of toilet paper, use a sock. I am Mr. Safety, but my real name is Corey. Believe it or not, I make poop every morning. Make poop, the people in the USA. Make poop, the people who live in the UK. Make poop. Just make poop. All the Asian people do it like Bruce Lee, shitting out a Milky Way, running up a tree. African people do it with a beat. One time I almost shit myself riding in my Jeep. Cause I'm just a stupid white boy. I think it's funny when people get annoyed.
When
does this song make you sick? I'll pull down my pants so you can suck my wiener.
People with a shallow mind aren't worth pleasing, cause everything I do is always done for a reason. And it's never the season for misbelieving. So be open with yourself because that's who you must believe in.
Y'all, I'm next. Machine Head. Beat the Bastards.
Yeah.
y'all, we back. So our homie Kyler wants to hear Dead Body Man. Didn't have to say which version he wanted to hear. So I guess I'll just go with Blaze's version. There we go. We go with some old school. Hey, Bato.
Thank you.
ICP. Shit, man. Let's go on with this one. This is I Got Five on It.
Remix.
Throw me that fire.
We creeping in too, baby.
We got five on everything, man.
We got Lavelle.
Jackie.
We got Twisted.
Knock, knock,
bang, rock. Isha.
ABK. Big Blaze.
You got five on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say, bruh, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but 500 on the real bill. I'm on the level, say hello, no criticism from the fellows, hello. Being key, doing the high speed, but still don't talk to baby. I'm busy, Lavelle, you can't see me.
Like NyQuil, I drop fever, so either put your five up or you gotta leave it like fever, cause see ya. Purpin' broken, smoking spliff all day and go home and buy Tricky with his pretty and parlay.
I got five on the Hennessy, Seagram's a gourd.
Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from Detroit City, Frank Nitti is a goner. I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
So feed with my fan, and best believe we'll bend more corners than you thought, till something right is bought. Most C's X, best believe that token. Where you from, Oakland? I mean Detroit smoking. In attempts to crack the chest plate, the dips be so fluffy, the whole town loves me. At every event, I'm sacked up. So if you need me, scream each time when you
I got
me.
Five on it. Tell your foreign, let's get kicked. I got five on it. Nothing with that is going. I got five on it. It's coming, coming, and I'm so back. I got five on it. Partner, let's go half on the
side. I just treat me so bad.
Grundy makes it happen. Fault is clapping. Revenue growth seems just a little like it's emotion. Holding fumes, linger mighty clouds and northern lights. Disrespect the Victor Bannon, y'all be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my scribble, but perhaps today my scribble ain't feeling me. For the simple fact, I'm off to the track for hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching five, and I'm dusted. Took off my hat, pass it around. Lost three,
come in your place, coming fifth plus. Yo, let your lead bust. Ready to do a murder main, perved off the hurricane, slur the game. Witness what being on 250 won't be killing people like Jason Face and death every sequel. Insane in the membrane, bring the pain like meth in the track. Smoking kryptonite to the brain for breakfast. Cause on a Hindu tends to do the evil that men do. Give me myself on seed and continue.
I got five on it. Tell your foreign, let's get kicked. I got five on it. Nothing with that is going. I got five.
say.
Nigga, pull your shit out.
Cause new styles is going down. Look around you, twist it in the fan, spread it all around you.
I'm back to get my hoe on, I get my flow on with 35 on it. Yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them drawers. Double for the mic and got a pound for the cause.
Bitch and Eva hitting a Mary Jane. Smoking five before with 12 o'clock. Sipping on hurricane. Ready to smoke on the endo. Rolling up my window. Been to golden land. With a handful of broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Kush nasty. I be hitting the J so hard I hurl. Fall on the floor. Finna have a smoke. THC ain't no joke. I got five on everything. Let's get loaded and smoke. Just ABK. I'm about to hit it and crow.
I got five on it.
Boy with the cape that's always tight. You a little short on some ass? Don't worry about that. I take care of that. I got five on that. I got you.
I am next. Shit. About, ABK. Nah, fuck it. Big B. American Dream.
Yeah.
right, y'all, we back. And I think up next, well, Kyler, I have all three versions of Dead Body Man. Since you requested that, you want to hear it. But I can definitely go with it. I mean, just got to know which version you want. You want the ICP version? Do you want the Blaze version? Do you want the Mikey Clark version? I mean, that's pretty much all. That's pretty much all it is. All right. Let's get up to it. Oh, let's just add that track not too long ago. Now, this is about me actually finding it again. This entire soundboard is ridiculous. But I should be just about there. Let's see. And there we are. There we go.
This is a Channel 7 news brief because the news is happening now. Good evening. Mort Perkins reporting. Our top story tonight. Police and investigators are still trying to figure out how and why somebody stole four dead bodies from the Wayne County Morgue late Monday night. Police say the apparent body thief entered through the basement window. But how they eluded the security and alarm system is still a mystery. But what we at Channel 7 are wondering, what kind of sick fuck would steal four dead bodies anyway? Details at 11.
Dead body man.
We are talking about dead body man. Don't you?
call me the dead body man.
And we are back. And up next, Twisted, Spin a Bottle, Pizza Recipe.
One, the only big baby sweet. The wicked clown will never die, motherfucker!
Oh my God.
Man, fuck that shit, man!
Fuck that, what?
Man, what's up with this bitch, man? She better come suck my dick or something,
bitch.
Who's going next? I'm dying to see. Spin the bottle, baby, and give it to me.
It's Paulie, baby, Paulie. With nipple-licking love. Sporting cowboy boots and a fluorescent glove. I lasso you up, and then I jump on your back. I need no saddle. I just sit on my nut sack.
Touch
my ass.
right, y'all, we back. Up next, my boy Ghetto G. Track is called Hello Haters, featuring Busta B.
I want to discuss all this behavior. We need to have a serious talk.
BGs.
Well, I'll tell you what I think.
Featuring Decisive and Mag T, DCS Massive.
Designed to rhyme.
to move your neck until your spine pops. Unless you couldn't take 9 shots. But give me 9 MCs, I'll leave them all in a fine box. Why you swallow 9 cocks, I rock 9 times harder than 9 pox. Rhyme that, I plot glance to a pen like it's Mein Kampf. Fuck rap, I am just above that time off. On my own planet, I spit alien poetics. So how do we compare when we don't share the same genetics? I'm opera, Sinatra, the Goo-Goo and Gaga. Penis or pussy, can't tell like Lady Gaga. And I'm like facing Satan in hell's basement with vocab that's thicker than a sickle cell patient. I'm half man, half amazing. I can spit a rap in Asian and still have you dummies clapping in amazement.
I'm what it is, yeah. Mocked by my tears. Yeah, you're gonna love this little trip. You're gonna take with me, yeah. With me, yeah. Oh, I'm what it is, yeah. Mocked by my tears. Yeah, you're gonna love this little trip. You're gonna dig with me, yeah. With me, yeah. Come on, see the fly shit a bit. Come see all the skits a bit. Chillin' with the dead celebrities. Got those your hot men. Them try them can't talk me.
It's highly unlikely that you can write me. I squeeze pen tightly, slay men nightly. So you could all act like Mike Tyson and bite me. I'll Kimbo slice you, gag you, and tie you up, choked out. I don't give a twin tower flying fuck. I kill rap like Kevorkian, hop on my DeLorean and change rap back to its origin. So welcome to the dark side, where everything is black and white like African apartheid. I'm so thunderstruck, tiger, tiger, uppercut. Fuck a liar, skinny jean, hipster with a button up. I'm a dead celeb fan, kill these little Kanye's. Time to take it back like the hairline on LeBron James. Three letter opera, gotcha. Motley Crue, throw fuck a flocker. Sounds like Marilyn or heroin and Ozzy or Narca.
Fuck with a monster. I'm what it is, yeah. Mocked by my tears. Yeah, you're gonna love this little trip. You're gonna take with me, yeah. With me, yeah. I'm what it is, yeah. Mocked by my tears. Yeah, you're gonna love this little trip. You're gonna take with me, yeah. With me, yeah, yo.
Talk tough until the talk turns to riot. The riot turns real, then the talk turns to sirens. 911 won't respond to the violence. So tough talk, flatline silence. This is what it sounds like when doves tear alligator grips. Because they flock turned into imaginary friends. I'm a savage with a pen, an assassin in the booth. A John Wilkes musical with tragedy ensues. Bullets over balcony, cemetery blues. Strumming my acoustic, mic up to my two lips. Viewing sewage, Ninja Turtle furniture around me. Milk carton sanity, lost and never found. Please tell my wife I love her, but I'll never tuck our kids in bed. Daddy's on a business trip, daddy needed cigarettes. Daddy's on the road again, DCS, Lowe's and Fair. Coke, nose, faucet, blood sipping on an open air.
I'm what it is, yeah. Mocked by my tears. Yeah, you're gonna love this little trip. You're gonna take with me, yeah. With me, yeah. Oh, I'm what it is, yeah. Mocked by my tears. Yeah, you're gonna love this little trip. You're gonna take with me, yeah. With me, yeah.
They're chewing it down. They're sizing it down. All of me spitting it down. Yeah, we're dropping my sleeve, but then we ain't holding out. Yeah, the body in it down. Fear challenging it down. Maxi, the bazaarsing it down. Yeah, we're dropping my sleeve, but then we ain't holding out.
And we're back. What up, Ghetto?
Just when you thought he was dead.
Yeah. Back from the dead. By Dracula. Or Zombie Jesus.
Did you say like Dracula?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't really work here.
Oh, I mean, technically it does. I mean, you know, each time you don't want to stake something, he just comes back anyways.
Stakes him?
Yeah. So, man, I suggest for your birthday next time, go to Outback. You get free food.
Um, that's one of the only reasons anybody ever goes to that Red Robin.
Yeah, because I went there yesterday, and I ordered fucking the Bloomin' Onions, the double burger and shit, and they charged for the burger and the drink, but they gave me the Bloomin' Onions for free.
It's not really a deal, man.
Well, hey, I mean.
I would have thought the entree would be free.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for that one, but just in the fact that I was taking the fucking Bloomin' Onions home anyways, they just they didn't even charge me for them.
Who the hell gets an appetizer and doesn't even eat it?
Well, no, like, I ate some of it. But the thing with those are like the fucking, you know, those things are huge. There's a shitload of them.
I don't know, usually when somebody gets that, it's not even that big. You know, sharing between, like, a couple people.
Well, considering the fact my mom didn't like them, she said they were spicy, and, you know, gave the rest to me.
Well, they're just onion rings.
And then, on top of that, I had the, fucking honey wheat bread thingamajigger that they give you. Which is actually good, even though I don't care for wheat bread. Yeah. But, yeah.
Whatever happened to a hamburger bun?
Oh, no. The bread was, you know, part of the meal. I like Italian restaurants, you know, give you, like, a basket of bread, you know, to start you off and shit like
that. Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
See, even when I said not to get the burger to place, you went and got the burger.
Well, the steak was fucking expensive. What the fuck? That'd be shit, man. Like, fucking about $16 for a fucking steak? Hell nah.
Was that the smallest one?
Yeah.
Damn.
No way in hell is it going...
You can get that real cheap, man. Well, not real cheap, but cheaper than that at Dave & Buster's.
Yeah. So I just figured, you know what, instead of going with that, the fucking burger was cheaper. I just went with the burger.
Yeah, but you eat that every day.
Yeah, well, I'm going to probably make it a tradition to where every year for my birthday I'm going to go to Outback. So, I mean, shit. Maybe next year I'll get this. I'll actually try their steak.
Well, since you like burgers, I'm glad you can sign up for Red Robin. Get a free birthday burger.
Yeah. Once they open.
They're not open.
They are in the middle of building one in the mall. Kyler wants to hear a track.
Does he not enjoy the birthday meals talk?
I guess not. So here we go with Twisted. Ha 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 ha.
No. that flesh fall from up the cold and float along the top of the water like confetti. People in the basement cry cause they're hungry and they want to be fed. Now I'm looking for replacements, all of the others that I brought them are dying or either dead. Standing in the parking lot of a shopping mall without a take one home look in my eye. Moments later driving home and I got it in the trunk.
And we're back. You know what's funny, man? I was talking about that fucking, Nothing But the Fear movie. Holy shit, it sucked.
What movie?
The fucking Nothing But the Fear, the one that was produced by Slash.
And you say it's terrible?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
Warriors all hell. I mean, either that or just fucking tired as all shit. Either way, I ended up falling asleep to this is a fucking damn movie.
It's a good movie. like Madagascar, it's a good movie to fall asleep to.
I think what's funny is the fact that they got fucking Jennifer Stone in that movie. Well, in Nothing But Fear. The chick that played Harper from Wizard of Waverly Place.
Wow, that girl does other things.
Yeah, and she turns into a fucking demon in the movie, too.
Man, I believe it.
Like, holy shit.
Wearing fucking cheeseburger outfits, I believe it.
Well, she's not wearing cheeseburger outfits in this movie, thank God.
I'm just saying, man, when she's on that show, she wears some crazy outfits, so her turning into a demon is nothing.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, like, through fucking most of the fucking shit, you know, like, I was kind of, like, almost expecting for fucking Alex, you know, a.k.a., or Selena Gomez, a.k.a. Alex to fucking up here and just fucking put a spell on her.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
No, it definitely wouldn't be the first time. Angela Lambert. They're retarded.
So anybody else show up here tonight?
Well, this Kyler, he's in the room under a guest.
Well, how the hell is he talking to you?
Facebook.
Oh. Well, sign the hell in, Kyler. What kind of name is that, Kyler?
I don't know. I guess Kyle with an R after it.
Like, is that a real name? Is it your real name, man? Like, what kind of name is it?
What kind of name is James?
Why the fuck did he come back?
Come on. Come on, James. James is a typical name, you know what I'm saying? Like, Kyler, you never hear that shit. Ever.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to figure out why the fuck he came back for.
Which James are we talking about?
The one that, I have a question brought in.
Oh, wow. Why does that dude feel the need to come back?
I don't know. What's even funny is the fact that Lando Cloud was, was quote-unquote, was calling last night, but he never did.
Man, freaking, I couldn't wake the fuck up last night, and then by the time I finally got up to call in, you ended the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I kind of got bored with just talking to James, and, yeah.
Wow, yeah, you actually were talking to him about that.
Yeah. They put me to sleep, motherfucker.
He tells you more stories.
Yeah. Tell me that, you know, that his girl apparently fucking cheated on him with his brother and shit like that. And then apparently he got arrested and thrown into jail for assaulting his brother or something like that. I was like, woo. I don't care.
For assaulting his brother?
Yeah.
Well.
I think that just goes to show. Well. If you're a soldier being gone overseas, best bet is probably not to have a girlfriend. She's bound to cheat on your ass sooner or later.
What are you talking about, man? Bitches love waiting for people whenever they go to either jail or go off to the military. Talking about blah, 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 I'll wait forever.
Yeah. Like, yep. I was like, so, you know, I pretty much just told him that, you know, I was going to go get some sleep for work.
But no, I believe the last time that I talked to that dude, I hung up on him.
I think so.
Yeah. And then ever since then, no. But as for Lando Cloud, what the hell song does he want to be played?
I don't know. He just said to fucking play a track. I don't know what fucking track he wanted.
We don't even have any Lando Cloud tracks.
Well, I uploaded one last night featuring Yuji. I'm a ninja.
Oh. Wow. We have a Lando Cloud song on the soundboard now.
Yeah.
And then, as for that singles group, I left that shit yesterday, and it was like removing cancer. Feels amazing.
Yeah, it usually does.
But then I saw somebody else post in a different group that's up there talking about, look at this fag boy or something. It's a little kid painted up, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Doesn't show how retarded people are.
Like, really, man? Like, you can have a fake-ass picture, have no friends, and all the like pages that are the likes that you have on your page are a bunch of Juggalo groups. You fucking idiot. couldn't see him being a hater. Like, really?
Oh, yeah,
man,
and,
I bet you these trolls have more fucking Juggalo like pages than I do.
They probably do.
That's ridiculous.
Man, I think Chody's run out of spell.
Chew. he was real stupid earlier.
Well, yeah, about 10 hours ago, he fucking commented on my fucking post up in Juggalo's 4-0 Life from yesterday. saying. And he goes, whoop, whoop, Froom. I think he wanted to say from, but he spelled Froom, F-R-U-M, a black scrubbalo. I think he meant to say scrubbalo, but scrubbalo.
Yeah, I was just having an English lesson with Vanessa yesterday.
Yeah.
Asking her about the yours.
Well, as long as she doesn't message me, I think I'll be perfectly fine.
Nah, she don't spell that bad, except when she's trying to say want, and she puts won't.
Yeah, again, as long as she messages me, I think we'll be fine. Because, yeah, out of randomness, she fucking added me.
I think it may have been because we were talking about the show, and the only thing she remembers was Poo Poo Ninja.
Man, it's kind of sad when the only thing you remember about this show is Poo Poo Ninja.
Yeah, I was like, who you remember from the show? Talking about Poo Poo Ninja. That's the only person you remember.
Oh, man. And then fucking Chill fucking posted up a status of that fucking group saying, I don't go ham, I go hammerhead. I don't go ham, I go clever lang.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I don't know, but he had somebody like it.
So instead of going crazy, you go shark?
Apparently. What the fuck is a clever lang?
I don't fucking know. Probably some made up word.
Apparently it's a person.
It's a person?
Yeah.
What the hell is, what kind of person?
Let's see. Clover Lang. James Clover Lang is a fictional character from, let's see what the fuck that should say, an antagonist that appeared as Rocky Balboa's rival in 1982, Rocky III. He was played by Mr. T.
So he goes, Mr. T. Pity the chew.
Oh, and Kyla said, yes, it's his real name. His mom and dad wanted something different than Skyler or Tyler or Kyler.
What kind of name is that, though?
Well, I think it's funny how he said that they wanted something different than Skyler, Tyler, or Kyler. But his name is Kyler.
Well, I don't think he meant the last part.
Yeah. Probably not. Not great. Now I got two fucking chills. Fucking like in my goddamn shit. What the hell?
What? Two chills?
Yeah, Chill Dockery and Chill Bill.
That damn Michael. Damn it, Michael. Somebody stole your name.
Yeah. What's even funnier is the fact that Chill Bill is friends with Chill Dockery.
Of course. I think our name should be Chill, too.
And Chill Bill, I think, looks like he's a cop guy, dude, because he's got one eye that's straight and one eye that's cooking.
One eye that's cooking?
Crooked.
he has one eye that's cooking.
Why the fuck would he have an eye that's cooking?
Do you smell what the eye is cooking?
Yeah, well, I was up yesterday. Well, not yesterday, Thursday, whatever. I stocked up on plenty of fucking beef jerky.
Of course you did.
That shit's good.
He stocked up like it was fucking 2000 again.
You know, it's funny, man. Fucking Wednesday night, like, you know, you told me to play fucking Happy Birthday by fucking Tech. We didn't have it. Whereas, you know, we could have played Birthday by Social Club featuring Madchild.
That's not really about birthday.
Yeah, but hey, it would have worked either way. They said birthday.
It's not really a birthday song.
I think it's funny how fucking apparently James feels young now because of the fact. So I bet you I'm 27 now, and he's only 24.
Well, he's getting there.
Yep.
For fuck's sake, man, I'm be fucking 28.
But yeah, man, don't fucking get nothing left to fear. Ever.
I really wasn't planning on it.
It was seriously a horrible movie. So fucking horrible. I mean, it was so bad, it made Paranormal Activity look good.
Kind of like the World War Z movie. That movie is pretty lame.
Yeah, but for a movie to make fucking Paranormal Activity look good, that's just horrible.
Yeah.
Because that was a horrible movie itself.
But on the other hand, you can go ahead and watch We're the Millers. That's funny.
Yeah, I might have to check that out.
Like, it was actually really funny.
I think it's funny, man, because of the fact that I couldn't sleep last night, so I ended up watching all, like, the fucking first four episodes of Dad's featuring Seth Green and shit on, I think, was it, on Fox.
I see.
That show is funny as all fuck. Especially the one episode, like, you know, like, where him and, like, his friend Warner get their fucking dad's high off of fucking weed brownies.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, somewhere in the show, their dad challenged them to a fucking pot off. To see who they're waiting weed. Yeah, that worked out perfectly. Because, in effect, Warner, you know, ended up making a fort in a cushioned little couch, and then somehow, some way, he magically managed to fucking go from being in the little fort there to being inside the fridge.
The fuck?
Yeah, but no, like, seriously, fucking Seth Green just opens up the fucking fridge, and all you see is that dude Warner is like in the fridge, fucking screaming his head off, closing the door back on himself.
Already then.
And what's even funny is the fact that he had, like, Warner's dad calling 911. He goes, "Hello, 911. I think I might be dead."
That's like calling into work dead.
Like, yeah, man. Well, you should have On Demand, so I definitely recommend watching that fucking show, man. It's funny as all hell.
Maybe it'll be on one day and I'll watch it. But since I don't ever watch Fox, I don't know.
Well, like I said, it should be On Demand, so you should be in.
Man, I don't ever watch shit On Demand.
This should be another episode up soon. But, yeah, check that shit out, though, like I said. But I'm going to go with a trick, and I'm going to give me something to fucking drink.
Oh.
Since I'm on Social Club, I say we go with Kill. Honey bun, one of them too.
That was like chill earlier. It was like Twinkies and donuts. I was like fat ass.
Now, was he planning on eating the Twinkies or throwing them at people?
I was like, you just like the creamy filling.
He probably
had a Twinkie and then he had a Boston cream donut.
No one chill? I wouldn't doubt it.
Just for the fact that he loves cream.
Yeah, and more likely, he probably also had a fucking glazed donut, too.
I'm sure he likes that, too.
What the fuck?
What's wrong with you?
Right, I come back.
And in the chat, I see Juggalo Radio. Whoop, whoop.
Juggalo Radio? That's our name.
Well, we're Juggalo Rider Radio, but what the fuck? So why is there a Juggalo Radio?
Who the hell was Juggalo Radio?
Oh, man.
Havoc came back and he sold his radio station.
No. That was like a different station that was in the room called Juggalo Radio.
Jeez, man, you can't even fucking say radio. Mainly because he's in the bathroom about to take a piss.
Yep.
I saw this video that reminded me of you. It was this little fat kid that wouldn't go to school because it was veggie day.
What the fuck? Did they learn veggie day?
Yeah, they were serving like veggie burgers and shit like that.
Shit, I'd go there. I'd still go eat it.
He didn't go to school because it was veggie day. Fat ass little kid.
Well, that's definitely not me because I would definitely go to, even if it's veggie day, I'd still go for the food.
Yeah, it's true. Havoc will eat anything.
Hey, it's free food.
Exactly. You will eat anything.
Well, except for nuts and asparagus.
Who the fuck eats asparagus?
My mom.
Wow. She don't like onion rings, but she'll eat that shit.
Well, she has onion rings. It's just apparently the bloomin' onions were apparently too spicy.
But she eats asparagus, and it tastes like nothing.
Then it smells like piss. Just funny, because if you fucking eat the asparagus, it's supposed to make your fucking piss smell even worse. I don't know, like apparently it's supposed to make your fucking piss, like the scent on your piss smell stronger than usual. Don't know why.
Now, why would somebody want their piss to smell stronger?
I have no clue. Now, why the fuck is Toria fucking poking me for?
As in, like, Victoria?
Yeah, as in Toria and your homegirl from, your, well, emo girl from, Pittsburgh.
Man, she's originally from Florida.
Well, that's thank God she's so fucking emo. That's where most of the emos are.
Yeah, she is pretty depressing.
Yeah. I think if she was my girl, I'd end up killing my own self because just from being her fucking boyfriend.
Probably shouldn't say that to her.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but come on. If you're so fucking depressed and you're with somebody and you're even more depressed.
She's not with somebody, though. She just lives with her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, that's her fucking mistake.
Mainly because it was a nice gesture out of her part.
Wait, so he moved in with her?
Yep.
She is so stupid.
Well, the situation was he had nowhere to go. She said he could live there, so that's what happened.
And now they're no longer together. So kick his ass out.
Well, they've been, I don't even know how to explain that shit for the longest time now.
You know, I think I got the perfect track just for her.
Okay.
Victoria, here we go. This is Potluck. What's your purpose?
Feels like the scene has changed.
Oh, what's your purpose?
My purpose is to shine through the light.
Oh, what's your purpose?
My purpose is to teach you when I'm right.
Oh, what's your purpose?
My purpose is to show you I can fly.
Oh, what's your purpose? What's your purpose?
My purpose is to shine through the light.
Oh, what's your purpose? My purpose is to show you I can fly. Oh, what's your purpose? What's your purpose?
It could be all over. Yesterday, today, and maybe tomorrow. Can I borrow your mind in this sorrowful time? It's just, why do we live? Why do we strive? Why do we cry? Why do we push to survive? And in the end, we all gonna die. I'm thinking about it when I roll solo. Slow though, when a rindle roll down low, and I'm rolling it back in a photo. We all gotta go though, so I meditate and try to keep my head straight. Got some alleviation, pain, anticipate my fate. But wait, my sermon got my heart burning. This fuck a sermon, cause these school kids just ain't learning. I feel the burden, like KJ, and it's painting for your sight. Do it right, hit the light, don't go out without a fight. I know good days pass fast, but I got to keep up. Before I know it, the last days will creep up. If I die today, when I end, winning a game and run my tombstone to the reed, just another name. Don't claim the fame, let the fame claim you. And if you down for your people, then they down for you. That's another round for you. I'm living a ghost here on your toes, goddamn. It's funny how the game goes.
What's your purpose?
My purpose is to shine through the light.
Oh, what's your purpose?
My purpose is to teach you when I'm right.
Oh, what's your purpose?
My purpose is to show you I can fly.
Oh, what's your purpose? What's your purpose? What's your purpose?
My purpose is to shine through the light.
Oh, what's your purpose?
My purpose is to teach you when I'm right.
Oh, what's your purpose?
My purpose is to show you I can fly.
What's your purpose? What's your purpose?
Never settle for less is what I learned from the best. I try to handle the stress by thinking life is just a test. Feel like everybody's about to give me, and I don't have anything to give but my all. But still I try to ball and call me DBS for a reason. My mood changed more than the season, and this life that I'm leading got me surprised that I'm still breathing. To this day, things have to be my way or the highway, stumbling sideways on the Monday. Now you know something is wrong. If I only did to make songs, often feel like I don't belong. But I was raised to be strong to the day that I'm gone. DBS,
what's your purpose? My purpose is to shine through the
light. Oh, what's your purpose? My purpose is to teach you when I'm right.
Oh, what's your purpose?
My purpose is to show you I can fly.
What's your purpose?
What's your purpose?
Twisted ticket off of he's in a group or whatever I was talking about. oh, there's all these shitty acts in Pittsburgh, and he agreed with me.
Yeah. I think I have to agree to it, even though I don't live there.
I'm just saying, he lives here, you know, so he understands.
Yeah, but I don't live there, and shit,
I'm sure there's tons of shitty people to where you live, too, but...
Oh. Trust me, that one, yes.
You only tell us about the good ones.
Exactly. I don't bother with the shitty ones.
Well, sometimes you just gotta check it out to be like, what the fuck is this?
Or be like, no. this is like one track. No. Nope. You ain't ever getting played. Fuck out of here.
It's like these random black guys that are from, like, Pittsburgh and shit, they always add me on Reverb. Like, what the fuck?
Who knows? Who knows? They're just there to piss people off and suck.
Like, I don't know. I don't know any of these damn rappers adding me on Reverb. Just like nobody knows who the fuck I am.
That's true. But,
the fuck?
I'm watching the rest of Bones. The last episode. I don't know. I think it's funny how David Boreanaz was a part of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That only lasted like 7 seasons. He was the one there for like the first 5 seasons anyways, I should say. And then he was an Angel. That only lasted 5 seasons. Yet he comes into fucking the show Bones, and that lasts fucking 9 seasons. And still going. Apparently people don't like him as a vampire.
So what the hell day does that Fangasm show come on?
I think it's Tuesdays. Could be wrong.
Cause last week after SmackDown and shit, I decided to watch those episodes they had on air that or whatever. It's actually not that bad of a show, even though I'm not like a big geek like they are, but it's not that bad of a show.
Oh, but
they're actually kind of funny and shit, and then that one chick on there, she's actually pretty hot.
Yeah, Tuesdays at 11.
Man, I swear to God, I checked on Tuesday when it came on. It didn't even give me anything.
Oh, we got the cast here.
It comes on Sci-Fi, right? Sci-Fi.
Yeah, it comes on Sci-Fi. Oh, someone's alarm is going off.
Yeah, it's probably the person that owns the car that set it off.
But I wouldn't doubt that shit.
People do that all the time around here.
Man, customers do that all the time at my fucking job. They literally fucking set up their own car alarm on purpose.
Why?
Fuck if I know. I'm just sitting there looking at them, and I'm just like thinking, dumbass. At least now we know. There is such a thing as a stupid question.
stupid questions. Just stupid people.
I don't know, man. There's one customer that came in, had a pretty stupid question.
Do you have any hand baskets?
Actually, that was even stupider than that. I mean, fucking hell. I mean, you know, he came up to me and asked me, when purchasing the bags, do you have to pay cash?
Well, why would you want to use a debit card for, like, 70 cents?
Oh, exactly. But there again, even if it's fucking, you know, but even still, you're asking if you, you know, if it has to, if you can use cash to buy the bags. That's kind of a given. I mean, you're either going to pay with your debit card or cash.
He was asking if he had to pay with cash.
So you know what? I responded with a stupid answer, saying I don't know.
Wow.
Hey, you know, he asked a stupid question. I gave him a stupid fucking answer. Might as well.
Tell him no. He has to pay an exact change.
Well, I mean, wait, no. I mean, I wanted to tell him no. You have to take all the fucking leaves and cigarette butts that are on the ground and pay with those.
What the fuck did you just say?
I said I wanted to tell him, you know, no, you have to pick up the fucking leaves and cigarette butts and pay for the bags with the fucking cigarette butts and leaves. I mean, come on, man. That's almost like fucking that one. Even though that one time was just completely funny because the dude actually believed me. Because the fact that one dude I was trying to go into the fucking exit, and the door wasn't open, so he turned to me asking me if it was closed. I said yes. He left, even though it was still open.
Yeah, unlike the other person that said you're closing it, and he got mad.
Exactly, but come on, man. The fact that the dude actually believed me that we were closed, with all the people in there and all the cars that were there, and it was like fucking, I don't know, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe.
So?
And we're open, and, well, Sundays were open from 8 to 8, and Mondays were open from 8 to 9. The times are on the door.
Well, that's like the store down the street here. It says that they open at like 6 o'clock. I went down there at like 7, and there's nobody in there.
What the fuck? They might want to change their fucking times then.
Yeah, now whenever I say 6, I mean 6 a.m.
Again, they might want to change their time.
I'm just saying, I don't know if they do that all the time, but that time, I was like, what the fuck? Why are you even here?
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely got bigger titties than Ricky.
Yeah. I'm so glad they still have at least 5 episodes on demand. We have to give it our all from day one. This right here is exactly what I've been looking for. Here at Media Cosplay.
All new Tuesday to 10, only on Sci-Fi.
But let's see here. What the play? What the play?
Previously on Heroes of Cosplay.
My name is Yaya Khan. I've been called the Queen of Cosplay. Ready to save the planet. I don't compete anymore.
I think I'd just, I think I'd rather just call her the big titty Asian.
Higher standard than other cosplayers.
We can get another time?
You know, nothing we need. Hold it. We don't
it's
have time.
Tits.
I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, there you go. What do you say we go old school, man? KFK, ICP, Wicked Clown.
When I get to California, hook me up with one of them chicks. When you get to the Midwest, I hook you up with a juggalette, y'all. With a mess, baby, we'll kill us. Seen him drink a lot, but I've yet to see him spill us. Rock, he got two hip-hop in his horse. Trying battle rock to fucking tear your ass apart. I keep my fridge stocked, my plenty of bagel. My fucking neck nice, like old school Lego. What's up, home to the West Coast, Lodi? My rhyme is nice, slow and stony. See, all these psychologists get stoned, they're fanatical. FBI's got us all, listen down to radical. Government officials taking life for sabbatical. Summer rush of watching drops over the classical. I wish the game's out of murder. Y'all
And we're back.
Fuck you!
Nectar!
What?
I said nectar.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I'm drinking pineapple and guava nectar.
Say that again.
Pineapple and guava flavored nectar.
I thought you said you were drinking koala.
Why the fuck would I be drinking a koala for?
You tell me.
How the fuck do you even drink a koala?
Well, I don't know. Kill it, grind it up, put it in a blender and shit, make it liquid and whatnot.
Yo, there you go. That's give me a post. I'm going to put up on Facebook and ask people ask that as a question.
What? What's the question?
How do you drink a koala?
I guess it's a fair question.
Yeah, since, you know, you thought I was drinking one.
Well, the way you said it, the way that word sounded like koala.
Why is that nectar? But,
and
not guava.
Nectar, motherfucker. Yeah, guava, whatever the fuck.
I'm bound to get some stupid ass answers from. Or some people, or. Very angry answers as well.
Why would they be angry about that?
Because you're asking him, how do you drink a koala? I'm pretty sure the fucking have these, you know, animal activist bitches. What else did they say about that? Saying that it's inhumane? Bro.
Why? You're just drinking it. You didn't even kill it. It's not your fault.
Man, that's like on that fucking episode of Dad where fucking Warner's dad was fucking trying to fucking sell penguin meat.
Right. Now who the fuck has penguin meat?
I don't know. Apparently he did. It's kind of funny how Destiny decided to fucking share a fucking cuddling photos thingamajigger. This post is on your wall by clicking the share button to see what others think of you. Well, Destiny, my answer would be number 6.
And what's the?
I'd hit you with a bus. Well, it's funny.
Go, Destiny.
Because of the fact that it gives you 12. Options here. 1, you're beautiful. 2, you're sexy, which you definitely ain't.
Yeah.
3, unicorns. 4, bro. 5, this.
Did you say
six.
Bro?
Yes.
Why is that even an option?
I don't know. That's a dumb bitch. 7. Okay, yeah, 6, I hit you with a bus. 7, best friend forever. 8, hot. 9, I date you. 10, hippo. LOL.
Hippo?
11, giraffe. 12, you're random.
What the fuck comes up with this nonsense?
Wait. I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to change it to 6 and 10.
What's that? You'll hit a hippo with a bus?
Well, no, I'd more be like, I'd hit you with a bus. Hippo.
LOL.
Yeah, I completely forgot about the LOL part. Like, who the fuck comes up with this stupid bullshit?
I don't know. Did you watch that video I tagged you in of a dude singing about being fat?
No, not yet.
Like, that song's a whole lot better than the actual song.
Let's see.
And the way the dude's dressed in that video is exactly how the dude dresses in that video. All retarded.
Shit out. No. Oh, yeah. Be on the lookout, because fucking Will Kutcher Howell keeps trying to get back, keeps trying to be added into the JRR Street Team page.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, considering the fact, I rejected him once. Then he tried it again. Like, next time, I'm just going to fucking accept him. And then block them. Well, ban them. Let's see. Well, there's Kill's fucking stupid fucking post. I don't go ham, I go ham, hammerhead. Retard. I mean, I saw the fucking pic that he tagged me in with the fucking how to speak Wookiee.
Yeah, you own that book. How you scored one.
Man, I wish I owned that book, because then that way I would have been able to understand what the fuck history was talking about. I've done. But how long ago did you tag me in the video?
Yesterday?
Let's see. October 10th. Nope, don't see it. Let me go to my actual page and see if it's there. You know, I completely fucked up my own post.
Wow.
Because instead of putting, how do you drink a koala, I put, how do drink a koala. Wow. How do. You know what? There, put it in. Now, let's go to my tags. How to speak Wookiee. That was my attempt at a Wookiee sound. to tell, I have no working experience.
Man, you got a lot of working experience.
Yeah, just not fucking making the sounds. He's got a fucking necklace made of chicken. What the fuck? And it looks like another one that has there's a fucking one made of the cookie is a fucking charm. Now, this is the type of dude that walks into a fucking wedding without being invited just for the fucking cake.
Yeah, just like you.
I don't do weddings. Cause I won't step foot into a church.
No, but you'll devour a cake.
Oh, yeah. That is, cake's a bomb. Ghetto, you can try some koala burgers, and let me know how that should taste.
All right. First, I gotta find a koala.
Well, funny enough, I actually found a fucking site that's called DiscountKoalaBurgers.com.
What the fuck?
Yeah, everyone loves the savory taste of koala meat. That's why we created discount koalaburgers.com. We aim to provide the freshest and best tasting koala meat on the market. Our main product is koala burgers. Click here for more info. I don't want the info. I just want to know where the fuck I can buy this shit from. I'll try it.
That's fucking awesome, though. In that contest for Miss Looney on the demonic hairs page thing.
Yep.
The FU Demonica still has the like up.
Oh, bud.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, that's definitely fucking amazing.
Would you look at that? Me and F.U. Demonica have 20 mutual friends.
Man, how funny would it be if one of those friends ended up being fucking Demonica?
It's not. Damn, how did this bitch get 52 likes?
Man, this is some funny shit right here. Fucking, I found the order online for koala burgers. And it's funny because they have a couples deal. It says 32 koala burgers, 2 burgers free, eat one every other day for a month, 2 people. Great Valentine's Day idea, men. Yeah, because, you know, your wife or a girlfriend really wants to receive koala burgers for Valentine's Day.
Holy shit. This chick got over 150-some votes.
Damn.
How the fuck did that happen? Must be a lot of teenagers.
Probably.
Come on, man. Miss Looney should have more votes than that chick.
You know, I'm gonna definitely fucking order these and maybe with my next paycheck.
Really? You gotta order some koala burgers?
Hell yeah! I wanna try that shit. Well, I'm gonna ask a question on Facebook asking. I'm gonna ask: has anyone ever tried koala burgers? If so, how does it taste? Tired. I want to try, not tired.
Wow, you're fucking up.
Bang! Bong! Actually, my better. Well, I don't know what the fucking taxes would be because I'd be ordering from fucking Australia. What the fuck are you listening to? It's like something.
In the comments, somebody referred to it as the classical twerk.
The classical twerk? Yes, no. Fuck out of here.
It's so fucking stupid. Here you go, I'll tag you in it.
Oh, joy of being tagged in classical twerk.
It's fucking stupid, isn't it?
I believe it. I've been tired through classical twerk.
Where the mother though?
Was I even twerking? What the fuck was that? All she was doing was just humping the air. The fuck?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I don't even know what the fuck that was. I'm scarred for life now.
Good.
Let's watch it again. Does that work? Get it, I'll tag you in it.
No.
Mesmerizing. I think it's funny how she keeps teasing people, because of the fact she keeps making it seem like she's She's about to fucking take that damn thong off. Damn bitch.
Damn.
Take
relax.
It off. Take it off. Don't want to see that pussy. But I think it's funny how someone fucking commented saying that bitch looks like Michael Jackson doing the Macarena. But she's definitely a sexy ass Brazilian, though. Yeah, woo! Now take your clothes off, bitch. Next video.
Yo, where the mother though?
One cheek bigger than the other, though. I wonder if he noticed that ass was stuffed.
I think that's why he was doing that.
Good, I got one that says, I think I'm in the wrong vine.
I'm sorry, I think I'm in the wrong vine.
I don't know if he saw this one yet or not, but you get tagged in it.
No.
And, you know, you gotta watch this shit. It's funny as all hell. Because if I got two black dudes talking about fucking dark skinned niggas be like fucking and light skinned niggas be like and some then out of randomness a white dude comes out saying, I think I'm in the wrong vine.
Dark skinned niggas be like, no, but light skinned niggas be like, I'm sorry, I think I'm in the wrong vine.
There's one that says women ain't shit. That's what the fuck happened.
Do you want to tell us the truth? The
truth about what? That you keep playing with us? I'm not playing with you. Here's one that says a midget fucked my bitch.
Wow.
fact that dude's like, in a fucking McDonald's fucking talking about that shit too is even funnier. But I think what's really funny is the fact that the dude fucking complaining about the fucking fact that, you know, his girl fucking cheated on him with a midget. But yeah, he's fucking yelling out he'll suck his dick.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a horrible way to be pissed off. You cheated on me with a midget? My bitch is fucked up, midget. I will eat your pussy and fuck and suck his dick. That's a horrible fucking argument right there.
Yeah.
That's why you get to see it.
No.
Now let's get retorted. people must get really bored when they start to make these fucking videos. Damn! There's a fat ass. Let's watch it. No! Fuck you. This video does not get played. Because of the music in the background. Shake that ass. Yay. My homegirl twerking.
Oh, joy. She wanted the fucking D. Yeah, the dude fucking throws a fucking bag of Mickey D's at her. She can twerk. Probably not. But she probably twerks better than Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Now that's how you're supposed to twerk, not with the whole, not how somebody serves, I didn't know how that classical bitch did it.
Classical twerking. It's just for retards.
Yeah, it just looks stupid if you don't have an ass.
Yeah. But there again, but the whole classical twerking thing, like we didn't even know she had, we didn't know she had an ass or not, because
that like wasn't she was meant a... for that, you dumbass. That was meant to be stupid.
There we go, titty twerking. Now, this is the best twerking I've seen in my life.
There you go. There's a picture of the Air Jordan symbol. It says, if these were on condoms, maybe niggas would actually wear them.
Hell yeah. Titty twerk.
You're a big girl and you ain't got no ass. What the hell?
That's okay. She makes up with the tits.
Can you purchase things in those games?
sometimes you run out, like, moves, and sometimes you can't beat a level unless you have a power-up, and so you can get the power-up for free through, like, Facebook, but I don't have any friends in my Facebook list, so I try to get power-ups in the game, okay? And so it's my 99 cents, but the pay price was, like, $40.
Well, we're going to sell some of your games so you can pay me back.
No. I got money. I have some money, okay? Give me my bank. I'll give you some money. Not the green. There's nothing in the green one. Give me the red one. I didn't expect to get your fucking money out of you, Eric. Here, I'm sorry, okay?
What's the point? $1.80.
I don't know, it's like a fucking down payment, okay? I don't know what you expect from me. I don't have a fucking job, okay? I'm a YouTube check, you can hear you, I don't have any money.
Okay, well then I'm taking your iPad.
No, don't take my fucking iPad.
Taking your iPad.
God damn it.
Obviously you can't be trusted with it.
I'll give you the money, just give me back my fucking iPad. I want a piece of, give it, take your fucking money. I want a piece of level, let me take a level. I can't spot for you. Motherfucker!
Francis, what are you doing?
I can't believe I called again! Fuck you!
Damn it, have you been watching yourself?
I ain't watching myself, man. What the fuck? I don't spend $380 on Candy Crush.
And if you spend all that money on iTunes, man, hasn't he ever heard of free music?
I guess not. White guy dunk versus black guy dunk.
Good job.
Knowing you, you've tried before.
It's simply just to show you how obnoxious black people are.
This is just disturbing. Someone else you fucking recorded a video of a fucking cat twerk, trying to twerk. Like, really? Let's see. Annoying Brother. Too funny. Must watch. Dude fucking singing, I Believe I Can Fly. There.
No.
Watch this motherfucker get his ass beat by a fucking pillow.
I
So I would totally eat ice cream for breakfast. I can't wait. I'm so hot, though. I don't mind it.
Dude just fucking completely whooped the shit out of his roommate. Oh, man.
Aaron?
Black dude fucking fighting over some ramen noodles. What the fuck?
I don't know what to say about that.
I don't know. And now he's crying because he. Yeah, because he gets noodles. Watch the black dude fucking fight over ramen.
All right, peace.